I mean, the big part of this game was how your front seven dominated their offensive line. Would you agree?
I mean, we started early in the week saying that we need to be consistent in the secondary, get a consistent rush, and that was going to do it for us. And I think we were able to do that today. He's great. I mean, just when a guy walks, when he walks in the building, he's just got that it about him. You know, he's done everything the right way. True leader. You know, he's my idol. You know, I've been looking up to him for a long time, and it's crazy how, you know, God works, and it's a true blessing to have him here. You know, I needed him most when I was at a time in my life where I was doing rough, and he came in, he helped me out, and look where we're at today. It's great. You know, he's a natural leader. You know, when you hear DeMarcus Ware, you automatically think great guy. You know, you see him on the America's, you know, all the commercials that he got. You know, he's great. The only thing that he needs is a Super Bowl. And I was, you know, him being my idol, I'm going to lay my heart on the line for him.
Vaughn, you guys hit Brady something ridiculous like 20 or 23 times. You ever play in a game at any level where you had that many hits? And what was the key to making Brady hold on to the football a little longer?
I don't know. I can't, my mind is so wrapped around this game right here, just being in the moment. I can't really think back to past games. But we did a great job today. And what was the
key to making Brady hold the football?
I mean, I had to start with Akeem and Chris, and, you know, locking up all those good guys they got over there. And our inside linebackers just giving us a second with Gronk, and we were able to get there. No, I'm good.
Going into this game, you knew what kind of offense you were facing, and you had the tools to get a pass rush, but did you really expect to hold them to the yardage that you did and to get the amount of pressure on a quarterback like Brady that you did?
You said, did I expect?
The team, yeah, as a defense going into this game.
I mean, I like to think that everybody was prepared and ready to go. We came to this game, you know, knowing what we had to do, and we knew if we could get that done that, you know, the game was going to be over with. So, I don't know. We came into this game with a great attitude and great energy, and it just fed over into the game.
Well, and last time you went to the Super Bowl, you and a bunch of other guys were on the sideline. How much did that drive you, and what does it mean to you now to be going to one that you're going to be on the field?
It's great, and it's, like I said, you know, God is just so good, and, you know, give you a second chance at life. And, you know, I remember after the Super Bowl loss, I was sitting in the locker room, and you know, you got guys crying. It's just a depressing moment, and you're trying to lift everybody up. And Lorente, you know, he didn't play either. He came to me and he said, "We're gonna get back here." He said, "We're gonna get back here. We're gonna grind. We're gonna get back here." And when he said that, I just knew it. You know, I wanted to do it for Peyton. I wanted to get him back there. All the guys that haven't been there, I wanted to do it. And that's just where I put my mind at. We grinded, me, Chris, and Wolf. We all grinded to get back, and it's a true blessing. You know, God is good.
Hey, Vaughn, talk about that interception you had there. It seems like Brady did not expect you back there in coverage, and you caught him off guard there.
Hey, I tell you, I can do it all, baby. Nah, I'm just playing. Nah, I'm just playing. And it was just a call that we had. You know, we wanted to put a little bit extra, you know, a little bit extra sauce on Gronk. You know, he's a great player. All the plays that he made towards the end of the game, you know, he's great. Gronkowski is a great player. And, you know, I was on him trying to, you know, just put a little extra sauce on him, like I said, and, you know, I got off our road to him, and I saw Brady looking at me, so I just expanded, and he threw it to me.
A couple of your teammates talked about being disrespected because a lot of people thought the Patriots would win. Did you share that sentiment, and did that kind of—
I don't know. I mean, I really haven't been watching, you know, all the media sites, and I'm not on social media, so, you know, I came into the game with really, you know, even-minded. I really didn't pay attention to all that stuff. I saw the Gronk tweet and all that stuff, and, you know, but it really didn't faze me. You know, we got out there, you know, the scoreboard, you know, talks for itself.
There's a couple more from Vaughn.
Vaughn, Peyton talked about how it's been an interesting year for him. You've had an amazing journey yourself. Can you put this in perspective that you're playing in the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, we're here. We back. You know, it's not just me. It's, you know, Wolf, Chris, And when I look at those guys in the eye, you could just tell it's more than just today. It's more than just the Super Bowl. And, you know, when you got guys like that, when you got teammates like that, it's easy to lay your neck out on the line for those guys, and that's what I tend to do.
On how much in those last 10 minutes did you guys have to dig deep when you're losing safeties behind you and their sustaining drive?
I mean, you got to dig deep the whole game. You know, you're talking about, you know, the Patriots. So, I mean, we had to dig deep, you know, in a lot of situations in the game. You know, I don't think we budged. I don't think we budged a second at the end of the game. I mean, we knew the situation that we was in and just wanted to make it happen.